Have you ever wondered where the expression can't hold a candle to comes from? We'll shed some light on the subject next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Monthly payment calculation assumes 5% down at 7% APR over 30 years.
You know what happens to a beautiful four-bedroom, two-story house when the owners default on their loan? Some private bank becomes the new owner. And when a mansion in the hills is confiscated due to unpaid taxes, the government takes possession. But the government, the private banks, they're not in the real estate business, so they want to unload these houses as fast as they can, sometimes selling them for substantially below market value. Imagine finding a great four-bedroom, two-bath home for $34,000. That's just $215 a month. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call now. 1-800-339-1890. CRN is offering rebates of up to $1,000 in cash, and you can find out how to get up to an extra $2,500 on top of that. So call in the next 30 minutes to learn how to get a free list of foreclosures that may be in your area. 1-800-339-1890. 1-800-339-1890.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 23rd, the 143rd day of the year. Comedian Drew Carey celebrates his 53rd birthday. We've all used the phrase, can't hold a candle to, for describing something that's subpar. Her rhubarb pie can't hold a candle to mine, for example. The expression originated, as you might imagine, in the days before electricity. It was common practice for apprentices to hold candles for experienced craftsmen to help them see what they were doing. And in the dark streets of London, the well-to-do often paid street beggars to light their way with candles as they went around town. In either case, holding a candle was a lowly job, and the phrase can't hold a candle still means a job that's especially inferior. And there's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.